Blog Talk Radio.
But the whole purpose here, we are about to chat about your third studio project, The Heartbreak and the Healing. What a bold and meaningful title here. The whole title, I love that. Is that a title that you yourself came up with, or was it your team with you, or what?
Yes. I think that's one of my favorite parts of this whole process of making music and being a creative is these kind of like God-given visions that you get early on. And I remember not even having the full album yet, but I was walking through a divorce, and a lot of these songs were very raw, coming from kind of my own journey that I was experiencing. And I'm like, how do I put this in an album? How do I put these songs all together? I feel like I'm talking about all this heartbreak, but I also want to talk about the redemption and the healing process that God is taking me on. It almost feels like two albums in one. And so my original thought was, oh, I'm going to have like a side A, side B. The side A is going to be the heartbreak, side B is going to be the healing. But then as time began to pass and healing really began to happen in my heart, I just saw how it all came together. And I was like, it's the heartbreak and the healing. The album is, it's going to encompass all of it.
Well, you know, Blanca, as you well know, celebrities that are on your status of, I mean, you have millions upon millions of fans, of course, around the world. When they experience something like a divorce or something like that, they normally shy away from being open about it. Was there initially, did you have any hesitation about writing, about sharing like this musically initially?
Initially, yes. I think I was going through my own kind of journey, and there was a lot of shame that was attached from like being a believer and experiencing this kind of heartache. It's like, why, God? Like, I feel almost embarrassed by my story, knowing that it wasn't, you know, necessarily my choice, and there was a lot of things that were out of my control. But as, like I said, as time began to pass and he began to really open up and peel back the layers, I knew that I wasn't alone. I knew there was this deep feeling in me that said, if I need these songs for my own healing, I can guarantee that there's another another woman out there that's going through the same heartache and needs to hear these words as well. And so that became my motivation, is to almost have this picture as of, you know, as I'm healing, you're healing, we're holding hands, and we're going to do this together.
Now, you've got 14 tracks in this collection. That's a lot of solid, good music there. Which one of these, and I know all of them you love, because these, it's like our kids, these songs and books and movies and things like that. But of the 14 tracks, believe me, I know. But out of these 14 tracks, which one, maybe two in particular, would you recommend for the person who might be right now in a relationship or a marriage and they clearly see it's not going to work out? Which one or two songs to kind of help them get through that phase of their relationship?
I think my top song that I would recommend is The Healing. It's a song that to me describes the picture of feeling like I was dead inside, for lack of a better term, kind of dry within myself, and feeling this awakening happen, this rebirth of me just blossoming into what God had next for me. And so I love the song so much because it doesn't just talk about, you know, I'm healed, I went through it, and here I am. But it says, you're healing me. Like, as that person is, my hope is, as you're listening to the song, that you would feel that you are in that place with me of, like, the process of God doing it in the moment. And so it's really special to me. That's probably one of my favorite songs on the album. And then, of course, I have another song that's probably another top fave. It's called New Day. It's more of like an urban bop, like, mm-hmm. It's a vibe. I love it so much. But I remember clearly, like, writing this song. I was in LA, and I got to hear the demo for the first time the next day after we left the studio. And I had my headphones in, and I'm walking the streets of West Hollywood, and I'm with the biggest smile on my face. The sun is shining on me. I wanted to skip. I felt like I was in a movie, because I just felt like the real joy and gratefulness of, like, what God had brought me out of. And so that's another song that I highly recommend to people.
Okay. Well, you have a lot of top other talent working with you, singing with you, producing, writing with you on this album. Tell us about working with Jacqueline Carr.
Jacqueline,
I'm sorry.
Amazing. No worries. She's like 24 years old, which is crazy to me. I'm like, she's a powerhouse vocalist, probably a top three female artist in the gospel world. And when I created New Day, she's on the song New Day that I just spoke about. When I created this song and I started listening back, I said to myself, how beautiful would it be to, in some form, unite different genres within the Christian community? So you have the gospel community, you have the CCM, which is the Christian contemporary music. You have even the Latin side and a few other avenues, the hip-hop, Christian hip-hop side. So as I started developing this album, I was like, I really want to represent kind of these different sides, especially women that are also representing for their own genre. So I reached out to Jacqueline. I actually did it on Instagram, and she was completely on board, loved the song. And so it's been a joy to work with her. I feel like I gained a new friend. We keep in touch all the time. We're planning to hang out soon here in November. And it's just been a beautiful relationship that I've built from this feature on a project.
Well, both of you sound very well together. And I've interviewed her many times, and every time I get her name wrong. In fact, one of the last times I interviewed her, we just made it a running joke. I see I'm still doing it. Jacqueline, I'm so sorry.
No, that is me. Let me say, there was a time that I did an award show, and there was someone that was about to come up, and they prepped me probably 10 times. They said, this is the person's name. Now make sure you don't say this. And as soon as I stepped out on stage to announce the award, I completely butchered his name and said it the way that they told me not to.
I know, it's just human nature. Well, before I run out of time here, plans for the Heartbreak and the Healing World Tour, is that coming up, or what can you expect?
I am planning to for sure do a tour next year. I've never headlined my own tour, so that would be a dream if I can make it happen, hopefully by the fall of next year. But we are in talks of doing a tour for the spring with a few of my friends within the Christian industry that I love very much. So I'll keep it under wraps until it's completely, a sure thing, but definitely some tour dates coming very, very soon.
Oh, we'll just have to wait and see. You are a superstar on social media, off social media as well. So, but for the sake of promoting the album, how can fans keep up with you? What's the best way to keep up with Blanca?
The best way to keep up with me would be through social media. I'm on Instagram and Facebook as Official Blanca. So make sure you connect, listen to the song, let me know what you think about it. And then you can find the album on any digital platform like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music. So make sure you check it out there.
Will do. Blanca, thank you so much for chatting with us. I understand you were in Florida during the hurricane, and so glad that you and your family are safe. So God bless you as you continue your journey.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your willingness to reschedule and to just be able to do this today.
Oh, absolutely. No problem at all. So hopefully I will see you when the tour comes, when you come this way. We're in Las Vegas.
Yes, hopefully I'll see you soon.
Okay, take care then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.